not where you want to be on your road to financial independence. Today, we discuss the top reasons why many people stumble and how to avoid these obstacles. Hey, welcome to the Talking Sense podcast. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on the Talking Sense podcast. Over our years of experience, we have yet to meet an individual whose goal is not to be financially independent. But how do you get there? Without a detailed map, it would be impossible to arrive at a place you've never been before, right? So, which is where we find our first problem to begin with.
Yes, and I love the title of this, because when we were looking at it, it's yet. Are we there yet? One of the big things I've taught my kids is anytime they say, I can't, they have to finish it with yet. Mm-hmm. So I can't swim yet. I can't do that yet. Because it implies that change can happen. Yeah, so
that's, you know, constantly happening.
On the flip side, road trips, I remember, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? You know, again, I have 3 billion kids. So, yeah. But I do think sometimes we can get ourselves into that mode of, oh, I'm not there yet. Oh, I'll never get there. But the reality is there are things that you can do to change your future. Your past is your past. Let it go. Move on. So what we're talking about is financial independence. But that's the problem.
No. It's, what does so, that mean? So subjective to everyone, right? Mm-hmm. You know, is it for you, is that just not having any debt? Is it a large balance in your retirement account?
And what's large?
Yeah. Yeah. And what is large? My gosh. For some people, having $1 million would be kind of the mark. Others, mm-hmm. it's like, no, like that's barely, you know, even scraping it. Right. So, yeah.
We often have people come in and they go, well, how much do I need to save? Just right off the bat, you've just met them. How much do I need to be ready for retirement? And we're going, well, I don't know. How much do you need in income? And that's the kicker. A lot of people don't realize it's not an asset problem as much as it's an income problem.
Right.
But you're right. This is sort of like what my mom used to say when I was a kid. Normal's just a setting on the dryer. So financial independence, there's no normal. It's right. about what your specific unique goals include.
Exactly.
And the first step to even getting started on becoming financially independent is to write out the details of your goals. And we talk about, when I say write out, I mean on paper with a purpose. Okay. Write out what you want to achieve, and then break that down into what do you need to do today? What do you need to do next week? And start building that roadmap.
Exactly. And meet with other people that you see that are having a successful retirement, and find out, you know, what they did. And if you like what they're doing, if their hobbies kind of align with yours and that kind of thing, it's probably a great idea to kind of pick their brain and to help understand, help get those gears turning. And because a lot of times, like you said, right, it just seems so far away, and just seems like we'll never get there.
Yes.
Right. So having those bite-sized steps is so crucial.
And I think you can also learn from people's mistakes. I know for me, a lot of my financial decisions as an adult were based off of mistakes that I saw my parents make, because they were open about them. And I think that we do our kids a disservice when we don't share our failures.
Right.
Because if all they ever see is success, then they may not realize that failure is necessary before the success. I mean, how many times did they try to create the light bulb before it worked, right?
Yeah.
So you can learn from mistakes too. So engage with people about who are further along in their journey than you, about if you're struggling, about what they did or what they wish they had done, and use that. But make sure that you really clearly define that so that you can know when you've arrived. Because if it's just this nebulous thing out there, and if it's not something that has meaning to you, you won't feel that excitement when you get there.
Yeah. And let this be your map that guides your everyday actions.
And so understanding and defining that is important. And the next thing is making sure that you have realistic, clear financial goals. Don't make the mistake of having unclear and unrealistic goals.
Right. And because then it just makes it hard to track. And it's probably going to be things that might even be outside your power, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I want $1 million, but I'm making minimum wage, right? Like, how do you do that? Like, how do you process that? Right? There's plans, but if that's your only two thoughts, right, and with nothing kind of there in the middle to help fill in, then yeah, it might just feel like it's out of your hands and without any real ownership or, you know, part to play there.
Yes. And if you think of a non-financial kind of equivalent, if I decided tomorrow that I want to weigh 120 pounds, I'm quite a ways away from that. So I'm going to have to set a realistic timeline with realistic expectations. 120 pounds is not going to happen. But, you know, if I were to say I want to be 120 pounds in 3 weeks, it's not going to happen. set it where you can reach it. And if you need to, set mini goals. Like, say you've got debt plus student loans plus you want to be able to build up your emergency savings. Okay, cool. Those are all separate goals, and have different timelines for each and have a clear path for each.
Yeah. And you know, for example, going back to the kind of weight loss, if you said, you know, I want to be, you know, 100 pounds lighter, you know, and said, starting now and at the end of the day, I want to do that, right? You could work out all day. You still won't get there, right? Yeah. And which would only lead to burnout, right? Because mm-hmm. after that, you probably wouldn't be able to stand for at least, you know, a week.
Mm-hmm. And I think you can make very unhealthy choices, whether it's your health or we're talking about your finances. You can make very unhealthy financial decisions if you create unrealistic goals for yourself. If mm-hmm. you say, I'm just going to live off ramen noodles for the rest, you know, until I get out of debt, may not be realistic. Yeah. You know, that's why that budget has to work for you to be able to keep to it. Otherwise, you're just going to get disappointed in it. So the solution here is, again, start big, start with the big goals. You've already written those out in step one, but break that down into bite-sized pieces. Even if you have debt, break it down into one debtor at a time. Mm-hmm. Pay the minimums on the rest. Pick one debtor to really hit hard and hit it hard till it's gone, and then move on to the next one.
This could be, you know, your smallest credit card balance, right? Mm-hmm. So which credit card has the smallest amount borrowed on it, and let's just start paying that one off.
And right? If your goal is retirement savings, start by capturing the match on your employer plan. Don't walk away from free money. It's not going to impact your check as much as you think it does putting that money in there, but you get 100% rate of return on every dollar you put in for that match portion. Mm-hmm. So start with those small steps and then take additional steps as you succeed at those.
Yeah. Then set milestones like paying 10% off of your credit cards by a certain date, mm-hmm. right? Or, you know, arriving, if you calculate it out and you see, okay, you know, by the end of the year, my retirement balance should be this amount, right? Mm-hmm. So that way, when you get there and you see and you hit that milestone, you know, it's a big, big accomplishment. Mm-hmm. And
it may be a better goal, though, would be I want to put X number of dollars in, because the market can affect the actual balance and you don't want to get too focused on that. But if you said, I want to be able to contribute X number of dollars by the end of the year, that you can control.
Exactly. Exactly. And the thing about both of these things, you know, bite-sized pieces, one card at a time, setting milestones, is that it all adds up, mm-hmm. you know, kind of like what you were just saying, you know, not necessarily focusing on the balance side of things, but on the factors that you can control mm-hmm. as far as, you know, you're putting this percent into your retirement account. Because, yeah, over the long term, right, it builds up.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to date myself here on this next point. I have no clue what FOMO is.
Oh.
So that's our next point, is letting FOMO dictate decisions. What in the world does that mean?
You definitely don't want to let FOMO dictate your decisions, because FOMO is a fear of missing out.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah, kind of essentially. Okay. Essentially, yeah.
That's the old people's version of this. You know, I guess it would be keeping up with the Kardashians now, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Kardashians. You know, the
and Kanye's. I can relate to this. When mm-hmm. my husband and I, when he had first graduated college, all of his friends were getting brand new vehicles and boats and like campers and going on these extravagant trips. And yeah. I remember one day we had this conversation where we were going, what are we doing wrong? Because these people weren't making more than him. And we were pretty frugal, so we were trying to figure out what we did wrong. And one day we finally went, wait a minute, they're picking up a ton of debt mm-hmm. and we're not.
Yeah.
And if we had been focused on trying to have the same things, we would have had to pick up a bunch of debt to do that.
Right.
But we got in the habit of save first, buy it second. And that really helped us a ton in our financial journey, because his income took time to build. Mm-hmm. So
making wise mm-hmm. decisions.
Yeah. So when you're trying to keep up with someone else, you're really just making emotional decisions. Those are usually not going to be logical ones. Some solutions that we suggest for that: turn off social media. If it is impacting your decision making, turn it off. It's not healthy.
If it's hurting your emotional health.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Turn it off. Freeze your credit cards. Right. If you know, hey, I have a pattern of looking at social media, seeing mm-hmm. some cute dress that my friend's wearing, and then taking my credit card, taking it straight to the shop and buying it, mm-hmm. right? Then there's probably, you should make some break in that process. Yeah.
And one of the things we've talked about in other episodes is take it off of all of those websites that you have it logged into already, where you've saved it, delete it. Because then you have to go through the step of actually entering your data every single time you make a purchase. So it's one more little pause that maybe will help you not make those frivolous purchases. Yeah. And then you need accountability. All of us do, with or let me clarify, not everybody. There are people out there who are like goal setters and goal meeters, and they don't need someone in their life to really hold them to it. That is very rare.
Yeah.
Most of us, especially when it's not something that's really fun.
Yeah.
Let's just be real. Finances aren't things that most people go, ooh, let me spend some time on this. That's not something that most people get fired up about. There's a few out there, and they're special. We are part of that crew, honestly. Only when it's other people's money, though. Yeah. I'll be honest. With my own, budgeting is not fun. I do it, but I don't love it. But, you know, accountability is important. It's going back to physical fitness. If I know somebody's waiting for me at the gym, I'm going to show up.
Oh, yeah.
If it's just me, maybe.
Yeah. I've got a friend that goes to the gym where if you arrive late, you have to pay like an extra $15, right? Nobody wants to pay an extra $15. So they are all there on time.
Yeah, so, that's smart.
Yeah.
I like that. So, you know, finishing this up, when we're talking about our two cents, one thing that I just want to kind of highlight, there are going to be setbacks in any journey, no matter where you're going. You know, if you're on the road, you might get a flat tire. You might get a little fender bender. That stuff happens to your financial journey too. So instead of seeing those as catastrophic, just know they're coming. Try to plan for them with an emergency fund and then get up, wipe yourself off, and keep moving.
Yeah. So as our two cents, if you are ready to start on the path to your financial independence, one easy way to get that started is to check out our MoneyWorks program. It is our financial planning program for our folks that are just looking to build a foundation where they can continue to build on top of that a healthy financial plan for the rest of their lives. So it'll include, you know, action steps, again, those bite-sized pieces on things, you know, such as savings, budgeting, debt, and insurance. So that would be one just slam dunk.
Yes. And I love how it gives you like a score to start out with, because I'm a little competitive. So, you know, I like to kind of see that score increasing. And that's really helpful to me to keep me motivated to stay on there and keep working towards the steps. Again, I am my worst client, so I have to make sure that I have some accountability too.
Yeah.
And that's one of the ways that I get it.
And one thing that I love about it as well is that it is on your own pace, right? Mm-hmm. So it's online, and the process, the steps are online. You get the benefit of a relationship, right? The power of that with a financial advisor that is there to coach you along the process as well.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So that's it for us today. Tune in next week as we discuss things newlyweds need to know about money.
Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The Jim Walt team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com. Or you can call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success.
Jim Walt Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.